2461.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Appreciate you joining me. What a week in the markets, huh? Interesting. You know, a number of months ago, I went on record on the show with saying that I am convinced that the conventional stock market, for lack of better terms, is really not a good place to be. Well, since that happened, as my CPA points out whenever he gets a chance, I've been wrong. The market has gone to, you know, high levels, over 1,100 for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, etc. My feelings, however, on this issue, in spite of the fact that my CPA is probably one of the brightest numbers guys in the world, is that I think people are nuts right now if they're in the conventional stock market. Start out the show right now with a buddy of mine, Peter Grandage. Peter has come out in the past, and when I say with the past, I mean this guy's consistent for the past 20, 25, 30 years. He has come out with some absolutely scary, accurate predictions vis-a-vis the market. Let's see if he agrees with me or not. Hey, Pete, how you doing, buddy?
Good to be back, Al.
You think I'm nuts?
No, not at all. In the past week, have returned to the bearish camp in a very aggressive way, I think, in the U.S. Equity market.
Mm-hmm.
The big rally that I foresaw back in March of 2009 and, you know, led through this election day where I was targeting this 11,300 area is what I thought the rally could get to, and it overshot it a little by 100 or 200 points. But I now think that, and I say this with complete seriousness, and in fact, 100% seriousness, that Bernanke has literally bet the ranch and the bet is going to lose. Mm-hmm. And that is QE2, which people have to remember QE1 ends up being a big failure. That's why we're having QE2. We wouldn't need it if QE1 did what it was supposed to do.
Right.
Has literally bet whatever was left for them to bet. And here's why, and this is real important. Bernanke took the unusual step of being proactive in the media. Normally, Fed chairmen are usually very secretive. And he wrote an opt-out page, and at the end of the day, the opt-out page basically said one thing. He is hoping this leads to a wealth effect. In other words, the stock market rise, people feel happy again, they go back buying washers and cars and things of that nature. It's that very attitude that his predecessor started with, and he fulfilled the role when he took over, that got us into the problem we have, because we created an artificial wealth effect. That people really aren't wealthy. That's why they went in and bought houses that they really couldn't afford and got themselves into really trouble. So what he's all setting us up to do is not only set for failure here, but is absolutely being despised by our overseas trading partners.
Well, I got to tell you, as of, you know, last week when China and Germany came out basically strongly criticizing the United States, I haven't seen that in the press for a long time, Pete.
Well, that's just the whole part of it, and that's why I feel that even though there still may be a few days or even a few weeks left in this so-called great bear market rally, this is not a time to be getting excited and certainly not a time to be getting positioned into general equities. Now, I put that with an asterisk, that does not include precious and base metals type of stocks and uranium type of stocks. But outside of that, I've gone back to suggesting that I think not having any exposure in U.S. equities now is the best thing to do, as long as it's not related, as I just said, to the different metals that I spoke about.
You know, I made that comment in the past, and a lot of people were very, very critical, came back, got a lot of emails from listeners who all basically said the same thing, and that is, Al, it's not possible for the conventional stock market to fall on its face and have the resource market continue to be strong. I take issues with that, Pete. I think it is possible, don't you?
Well, see, fall and decline and sell-off are different things. My view is while the market is no longer likely to go up a lot, I'm not looking for the stock market to collapse a lot. And one of the reasons is the rest of the world, or a good part of it, is not in the same position we are.
Mm-hmm.
So unlike when there was a liquidity crisis worldwide and all the markets sold off, I'm not expecting that. And that's one of the reasons why I'm still willing to hold things related to metals. The other thing I think that's very, very important is to realize that how high prices are to the metals and mining and what this is going to mean to the producers and even to the explorers.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as there isn't a collapse, which I don't foresee, although I'm bearish, I still think the metal type of stocks can do okay. Now, the thing I would also note that I've noted on my blog this past week is that they're no longer cheap. And so I wouldn't be the aggressive buyer I was a year or two ago. You have to be very selective. And also, you have to start taking profits in things that you were up 100, 300, up 500%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing I'm concerned about in this last week, that I still see people are not only not taking profits in things that they have 300 or 500% gains, but they're adding to their positions. And I think that's the one mistake that they shouldn't make. It's time to take profits in things that are up triple digits.
Well, I would agree with that 100%. So maybe I misunderstood you. Then you're saying you're not looking for a 25% to 50% haircut in the conventional stock market. You're just saying I don't think it's going to go up any higher. Is that correct?
That's correct. And, okay. And we will, in my opinion, and this is obviously just an educated guess, we will, over 1 to 3 years, kind of roll over and probably eventually retest the March 2009 lows. But that's not a big sell-off, especially if it takes over a few years. What would hurt the metal stocks, and would agree with your listeners, if we did have that 25 to 50% decline in a matter of weeks or a few months, even though I'm very bearish, I don't foresee it. And again, I don't foresee it because I don't think we're in a worldwide liquidity crisis that we were back in 2008 that led to declines like that.
The only thing that bothers me, Pete, is the fact that we are really, we being the United States, is really beginning to lose face in the eyes of the rest of the world. You know, we talked about the criticisms coming from Germany and China just a few minutes ago here. You know, we do a lot of radio with people from all over the world, and I'm seeing a lot of comments about folks who are saying, you know what, the end of the empire is here.
We lost it already. That's the reason why the decline of the dollar has been so strong. That's why you're seeing such strength. Look, the reason the metals, particularly gold and silver, are rallying is not suddenly because there's a great shortage of them. They're rallying because people don't have faith in the world reserve currency anymore, the dollar, because they don't have faith in the United States anymore. But when they look around the rest of the world and say, okay, I don't buy the U.S. dollar, what currency can I go to? They don't have a lot of choices. The euro is really just a lesser of two evils. Canada is nice, but the loonie isn't strong enough to be a world reserve currency, and you can't buy the Chinese money in any big way. So really, that's one of the main reasons, and one of the reasons we've seen such a strong rally in the gold market and silver is that people are using the metals as an alternative to paper currencies, and that's simply because they have no more faith in the United States like they had 10, 20, or 30 years ago.
I agree with everything you're saying, but let's take the concept of confidence, okay, consumer confidence, and let's expand consumer confidence to include not just the United States, you know, not just those Michigan numbers, but let's talk about the consumer confidence around the world. I mean, logic tells me, Pete, if confidence in the United States goes down, people aren't going to be investing in U.S. equities, I don't think.
Well, they're really not. And like I said, this has been a rally that's been led up on this, you know, don't fight the Fed, QE2 is coming, it's an easy street. And that's another reason why you could see a surprise here at year end.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much of this has been baked into the returns and the indexes that have gone up. Plus, there's going to be the decisions about, well, if taxes are going to be higher next year, do I need to sell this year, and a lot of other reasons. That's why the so-called Santa Claus rally, which most people will start talking about in a few weeks, may actually turn into a Santa Claus bear market, because you could see a lot of people head to the exits between now and year end to book the profits that have already been made. And I view rarely the market as we record this as that musical chair thing where we're all staying close and we don't want to be the one left standing up because there's one less chair than people. Right now, that's how most people have been long the market's playing it. They're just holding on. They're trying to see how much more they can milk out of it. But once we start to turn down in earnest, I think it's going to be a rush to the exit to get out.
But in spite of that, you don't see a major decrease in the Dow.
I see us going back into a 9,500, 10,000 Dow,
okay. And
the recent highs in the next 3 to 6 months. That's the worst case.
Okay. The gal's going to be right back. Peter, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, Peter Grandich is a very, very interesting guy. And as you can see, I'm in complete agreement with his views on both the conventional stock markets and the resource segment of the stock market. You know, if you're bearish on the conventional markets as I am, and you want to have a little diversification, then you choose not necessarily just to put your capital into resource companies, but you want to diversify a little bit into the metals themselves, i.e. purchase the commodities. A friend of mine who I have known for, gosh, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, met him over at the Silver Summit when it was still in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and then we kind of renewed the friendship when at the last Silver Summit, which was held in Spokane. He is the director of business development for a company called Mass Metal. And what Mass Metal is Mass Metal provides people like yourself and myself to invest small quantities of money on a regular basis into purchasing silver. Well, after talking with Doug at the Silver Summit, after doing a radio segment with him, doing a video segment with him, and then also chatting with David Morgan, who I highly, highly respect about the merits or lack thereof of this particular program, I decided to buy into it. And so I am, on a regular basis, taking, you know, a few $100 a month and putting it into their Silver Saver program. Doug, would you explain that program for me?
Well, yeah, thanks, Al, for having me on here again. The program really is set up for people who, you know, as we were talking offline a little bit earlier, who it can be a bit of a hassle to take $100 or $200 or $300 every month,
right,
and go out and find a source to buy physical silver or physical gold. And what we allow them to do is to set up an automated mechanism where they go on the website and they say, hey, I want to just pull that $100, $200, $300 or whatever it is per month from my bank account. And then we automatically immediately go out and buy physical silver bullion for them, store it in a depository in Delaware, and once they accumulate 20 ounces or more, they can take delivery of it, and it can be delivered right to their front door, or they can choose to leave it on the depository.
Let's talk a little bit about the security of the depository, first of all.
Well, the depository is the first depository in Delaware. They're a very well-respected depository that's, you know, they've been in business for a number of years. You can actually log into their website and see that you've got an account. Once you set up an account with us and you actually make a purchase, it sets up an account with them. So you can log into the website. You can see the serial number of the bar that you have fractional ownership in. We are not an agent for it. You actually have legal ownership of that bar. Now, their security on site for their metals is also very good, and the website side of the security part of it is it's as secure as any online transactions that you'll have, you know, basically that you're purchasing anywhere else. So we feel that we've taken some very good steps in making sure that the transaction is secure, and then obviously we've gotten a reputable company to make sure that your silver, your physical silver bullion, is secure as well.
And let's talk about the commissions, Doug, that the Silver Saver program, you know, entails for people like myself who have decided to take advantage of it.
Sure. The purchase that you make is at a 7.8% above what's traditionally called spot price, above the premium that we have for individual purchases when they come in. Now, if you decide to sell back to us, let's say, you know, you've made $5, $6, $7, $8, $10 and you need some Federal Reserve notes back, you can actually say, hey, will you buy this stored physical silver back from us? And we will. We'll buy it back from you at spot price. We don't charge you, you know, 3% below spot price or buy it back from you below spot price. So the overall spread is 7.8% on the transaction, and with our rewards program, you actually have the capability by simply just sharing with a couple of other people, saying, hey, this is a program I'm involved with, I think it's pretty good, you ought to try it out, and if they do and decide that they want to save, you can earn more than 50% of that premium back.
Mm-hmm.
So that it shrinks down to, you know, it can be 2-3%, and if you have a lot of people, you know, you can actually buy silver at below spot price effectively.
How does that 7.8% compare to average bullion dealers?
It's competitive. It isn't necessarily the lowest price that you'll find if you especially if you're making larger purchases.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's a convenience factor to be considered here as well. I mean, when you're going out and you're just buying it with kind of a set it and forget it, you don't have to take and pay delivery charges. You don't have to spend your time going down to the coin shop and your gas and all those kind of things. So the effective premium of 7.8% on those transactions we feel is very competitive, especially if they're smaller. Now, we're looking at the first of the year, we're going to have reduced premiums for larger purchases. Say if you have a few thousand dollars and you want to do a one-time purchase, that premium is going to shrink significantly.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be announcing this here in just a couple of months, I'm assuming, right after the first of the year. Yeah.
Yes, we're doing a complete overhaul of our website and putting a lot of new features in the back end of it, and that will be just one of them. But that will be sometime shortly after the first of the year.
You know, I have to tell you that this strikes me on the surface, and I mean, actually, I would not have gotten involved with you guys if I didn't think this wasn't a deal that made sense. I think if I can just, you know, make a couple of comments that are perhaps a little, you know, maybe not exactly what you want to hear, but as you said yourself, for someone who is interested in purchasing a few hundred dollars on a regular basis of silver, this thing really does make sense. You have the convenience factor, that's 100%, you know, you're correct on that, etc. In the past, when I have purchased silver and I've bought silver rounds at times in the past, the commission I paid has been a little bit less. But we're not talking in those purchases a few hundred bucks. We're talking thousands of dollars. And this program strikes me as being a really, you know, it's kind of like buying savings bonds. There isn't a lot of cash outlay, but if you believe in the concept of hard assets, being able to purchase, you know, a couple hundred bucks or $100 or $50 a month of the commodity, silver, this strikes me as being a program that really does make a lot of sense. And I know David Morgan of the Silver Investor endorses it quite highly.
Well, yeah, we talked to David about it shortly after launching it at the beginning of this year, and one of the reasons we purchased him is I have a relationship with him, and I know, you know, he cares about getting physical metal into the hands of as many people as possible, and that's really what our heart is as well, is to take those folks who, you know, who are either new to the market, who are just awakening to what's going on out there, and we're giving them a trusted source to take that their savings and over time convert it from their Federal Reserve notes into something more tangible to kind of help move through these interesting economic times that we all foresee coming.
Well, I have to agree with you. Now, I want to say one thing in the interest of full disclosure here, and that is I am involved in the program as a saver, okay, number one. Number two, this is not to be construed as investment advice because it is not investment advice. Neither Doug nor I are registered investment advisors, and consequently we can't say that in all good conscience. So we are just bringing this to your attention. You take a look at it. Go to the website. See if it doesn't make sense for you. And if you think it does, totally your own decision. You might want to do what Kathy and I did, and that's get involved in it. If you want to go right to the site, by the way, simply click on the banner, which is on our site, and that'll take you directly there. Doug, thank you so much. Listen, you guys, Big Al is going to be right back with Dan Pacenti. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting with my buddy Dan Pacenti. Dan is a financial advisor down in San Francisco. He's a CPA. He's a contributor to various newspapers around the country on political issues and financial issues, and just all in all, an interesting guy. I want to chat with him a little bit about the economy right now, what other nations around the world think about what the good old U.S. of A is doing. Kind of interesting, some of the stuff that came out of the initial comments of the G20 meeting. China said on Thursday, for example, that, quote, the U.S. Federal Reserve's move to ease monetary policy risked undermining the global economic recovery, adding that Washington should not force others to take medicine for its own disease. While the Brazilian president kind of said the same thing, he said the world economy was headed for bankruptcy unless the nations raise consumer demand rather than relying on exports to power recovery. What do you think about that, Dan?
Well, a lot of these other countries really don't have a place to stand when you're talking about their own domestic demand. But the United States has always had very strong domestic demand. I just think personally, their timing is really bad. I think that we're seeing a slow recovery, a natural recovery. It's not helped by the current administration and some of their programs, the heavy-handed regulation, some of the other things that they're doing. But it's certainly, you're starting to see this creeping improvement. And I think their timing's going to be bad, and they want inflation, but I think they're going to find they're going to get a lot more inflation than they bargained for.
And by that, and when you say they, you're talking about the international community, or are you talking about
the Federal Reserve? I think the Federal Reserve in this quantitative easing, the $600 billion mm-hmm. on top of what they did before,
mm-hmm.
I think it's excessive. Personally, I'm one of those people. I don't like to see our currency cheapened. I prefer stable prices. I don't think they should be monkeying with it, trying to get us inflation. I think we can wait and work through all these things. the bigger problem is the fact that we have a government that's in the way, a government that tries to do too many things and fix little things. And they don't have, as I've mentioned before on your show, they don't have a track record of understanding the economy systemically or in any fashion. And they shouldn't be micromanaging it like they do.
Well, you know, that brings up my next question, which is a natural outgrowth of that, and that is in the elections a couple of weeks ago, you know, the Republicans took control of the House. The Republicans strengthened their hold, or I guess I should say their influence on the Senate a little bit, but they're not in control of the Senate. A lot of people are suggesting that as a result of that election, the pendulum is starting to swing the other way. I would hope that as a result of that election that we would see some compromise on both sides of the aisle and get things done, because if that doesn't occur, economically, we're going to stay around, you know, the high 9% for unemployment, official unemployment. Real unemployment significantly higher than that, probably twice as much as that if you counted it the same way that it was counted prior to the Clinton administration. Consumer confidence is not going to go anywhere. I mean, we're just going to kind of muddle around, in my opinion, if we don't get some compromise. Do you think I'm nuts?
No, I don't think you're nuts at all, and I don't know if compromise is what I want. I mean, my ideology, I think anybody who's heard me on your program, I think we need to shrink this government. And I think that's what the Tea Party was about. I don't know if there's enough people in this country that believe in that. Certainly, I live in California. We didn't participate in the elections. We're still living in a period where we can keep growing government and have all these things and have these unsustainable entitlement programs. But they need to shrink this government. I think that we have a real shot at it, though, because I think it's clear among Republicans. Much of the Tea Party movement was to reform the Republican Party. I think it's clear to them that if they don't do something quick about that very thing, they will not be in office. They'll be rejected, turned out just like the Democrats were. So I think you could very well see something happen. And on top of that, we're starting to see the Europeans, of all people, actually put in some austerity programs. The UK has got a fairly significant cost-cutting program, raising retirement ages. In France, raising retirement age 2 years. I mean, imagine that. It's a revolution in their country, but that's something. So if they can do it, there's no reason why the United States can't do it. So I think we have a real shot at it.
Give me a time frame.
Well, it's got to happen quickly. We're going to lame duck Congress. I think probably nothing happens in that. There'll be a lot of talking and probably some bills will be raised, but nothing happens. But then I think they got to go right to work. I think they got to go right to work on a lot of things, on enforcing our borders, on reducing the size of government, on coming up with some kind of a reasonable talk about our tax system, and trying to come up with a system that you can count on. One thing that's bothering me, and I don't hear this enough, and I hope that we get to this point at some point, but we talk too much about one group in this country, and that's the middle class. We spend way too much time on that. This is, at some point, if they want to have a smaller government and a low tax structure, we've got to get to the point where we treat all Americans the same. Now, The fringes of our society, the poor people, mentally ill, people like that who can't care for themselves, I think we're all in agreement we've got to take care of. But this whole redistributionist language, this whole concept of class warfare, that's allowed to continue because we keep talking about the rich as if they're not Americans. Well, they are Americans, and we need to get to where we understand a certain morality in our tax code, and that morality should be that we tax everybody the same. And that's not currently what's in place. And I hope the Tea Party is able to enforce that. Certainly the Republicans haven't learned that lesson. They still argue that, oh, they're rich people. They're the ones that create jobs. That's not the argument. The argument is they're Americans. They should be treated like Americans, and we shouldn't use them as our little private purse to go buy things with. And when we get to that point, that moral point in this country, you'll see some real change.
I think you're going to see some real change then, but I have to say that with the current administration, I don't know, maybe I'm nuts, but it just strikes me that the current administration, led really by, the most powerful person in the country being our president, Barack Obama, and the current Speaker of the House, who is the third most powerful individual in the country, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, two comments. Number one, Both President Obama and Speaker Pelosi are very, very wealthy individuals. It strikes me that they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot when they talk about, you need to tax the rich more. I agree with you 100%. I mean, it's got to be equality. Everybody contributes to making this country a great place, but I have to tell you, and a lot of people are going to say that this is a totally inaccurate statement on my part, but I'll tell you, it's not. Emotionally, it might be hard to take, but a lot of the people who are in the top 5% of the wage earners, they're the people who are really, really leading the charge, in my opinion, and causing this country to grow.
Yeah, well, there's no question about it. But again, at the same time, you see these crazy people, the Gates, Bill and Bill Jr., they're pushing the stupid thing in Washington to try and tax higher income bracket people more.
As a point of fact, it didn't happen.
Oh, it didn't happen. Thank God. I think, normal people came in and said, are you kidding? This is crazy. But it's true. A lot of wealthy people, Pelosi included, Feinstein here, another one of our senators. Very wealthy people, and they do advocate regularly for rich people to pay more tax. They're liberals. These are liberals. Expect nothing from them. You will never see anything from them. The guy who's on the hot seat is Obama. Pelosi's done. Obama now, you're going to see whether his political instincts, his desire for power, whether that exceeds his liberal redistributionist leanings. That's going to be the tug of war. Is he going to be like Bill Clinton and move to the center or move to something that is, more an American structure, or is he going to bring in, his typical redistributionist, big government, social policies? And we'll see. But I think they're going to hold his feet to the fire.
Let me give you a prediction, and my prediction is this. I would maintain that he is not an ideologue. I think he started out being an ideologue, but I think the office has changed him. My guess is anyone with his intelligence would certainly certainly swing into the pragmatist camp. I think that's going to happen, and I think you're going to see him moving out of necessity more and more to the center as President Clinton did. Dan, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. Chatting right now with Lowell Ponte. Lowell recently wrote a book along with Craig Smith entitled Crashing the Dollar, How to Survive a Global Currency Collapse. Lowell, I have to tell you, I think that we're in, you know, the throes of a global currency collapse. I find it very, very interesting that we're in the particular situation that we're in. I find it to be frightening. Earlier in the week, when both Germany and mainland China came out and criticized the quantitative easing that was announced in the United States last week, announced as being $600 billion, but in reality, when all the chickens come home and you count all of the money that's going to be printed, it's $900 million. Well, you know, what's that going to do to the value of our dollar? It's
it's going to be pretty serious.
It's going to be real serious. Well, I mean, what do you think about what's going on right now?
Well, this is what we laid out in 208 pages of a book with probably the finest cover you will ever want to see. It's at crashingthedollar.com. Mm-hmm. We saw a week ago, well, a week and a half now, the American people vote to reduce the size of government, reduce taxes. One day later, the Federal Reserve Board comes out and explodes taxes.
Yeah.
It was one of the biggest taxing. Of course, people don't realize that when the government prints money, that's the new way of taxing you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way of reaching into your pocket and sucking the value out of every dollar in your mattress, every dollar in your life savings, making them worth less, so that the government can just have its own printed money the same way they did in Weimar Germany in 1923.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't run that on taxes. They ran it by just running the printing press.
And look what happened then.
And that is what President Obama has said he's now doing, in defiance of all what used to be European welfare states that are now suddenly becoming fiscally responsible, going into austerity, firing government employees, reducing the size of government, lowering taxes. And in places like Germany where they're doing that, the economy is expanding.
Mm-hmm.
While we are simply in this death spiral, and nobody seems to want to get us out of it, the politician, well, the International Monetary Fund declared this summer, in order to save our current situation just to pay the interest, we would need to double all federal taxes. We would need either that or cut all government spending in half. And what politician is going to do that when all they have to do as an alternative is run the printing press?
You know, absolutely none. I have to tell you, when I read that statement by the IMF, I was very, very surprised because virtually, you know, the IMF is a pretty credible organization, as are the countries of China and Germany, to say the least. You know, and when you have as many people coming out and agreeing with what Lowell Ponte and Al Cortland are saying, that we're in serious trouble, why are we doing what we're doing? I don't understand why it's continuing, Lowell. I just simply don't.
Well, Al, you and my co-author of the book, Crashing the Dollar, Craig Smith, have been heroes of hard money. So what's happened in this week? Well, the head of the World Bank, who's been there since 2007, Robert Zoellick, comes out and says, we need to find some way to restore at least a partial gold standard.
Sure.
We need to make money real again. We have people out there. See, when we're talking this, you know, about paper money losing its value, what we're really saying is the American people are holding their life savings, our economy is holding its savings in a form of paper money that is like stock in a company that's about to go bankrupt or that really is already bankrupt. For goodness sake, people, you've got to get out of paper money, as the founding father said, and into something tangible.
Oh,
it can be gold, like Robert Zoellick, or we recommend. It can be antiques. It can be anything solid. This is why you see this sudden surge in commodities going on in the world. People are realizing that paper money here and perhaps all around the world is going down. And on top of that, we have something fascinating. I'm sure you're familiar with the novel by Ayn Rand called Atlas Shrugged.
Of course.
We have now Atlas Shrugging. Look around you. Companies are refusing to spend $3 trillion that they're holding. Banks are refusing to spend more than $1 trillion. In effect, the productive people of the world are going on strike against a system that is just designed to suck their wealth away. Meanwhile, the government is creating, in the name of liquidity, all this extra paper money, but we don't have a liquidity problem. The economy is not dry. The economy is frozen.
Right.
And as soon as all those trillions of dollars out there unfreeze, we will have a massive surge in the money supply. This is what happened in Weimar, people, and this is why we have whole chapters in Crashing the Dollar about exactly what went on in Weimar, Germany. When the government first started printing money, it created the illusion of prosperity because people weren't freely spending yet. But as soon as that money came unstuck and people began spending, the money went worthless. There were so many. You can't repeal the law of supply and demand. Congress seems to think it can do that. But if you create vastly bigger supply of money and the demand stays the same, well, you can pretty well kiss your savings goodbye if you're invested in money. But in Weimar, they had foreign exchange students, Al, who were just getting a stipend from home, just a few dollars in their currency. Those kids could go out and buy whole blocks of apartment buildings. We show people how in Crashing the Dollar they can prepare for that sort of thing. But as I say, look at the cover. The cover is sensational. We have Barack Obama and the beloved head of the Federal Reserve Board, helicopter Ben Bernanke, piloting a crashing dollar airplane. And you can see that at crashingthedollar.com. By the way, people can buy this book basically at cost. It's a great Christmas stocking stuffer, $7.77 postpaid. And you can get a copy of Crashing the Dollar for friends who are into investing and economics.
We'll put a banner on the website, leave it up there for a little while. Our listeners do have a tremendous interest, obviously, in, you know, in your thoughts, et cetera. That's why they listen to this particular program. So send me a banner and we'll take care of that, no problem. Now, what are you saying? You and I may have a bit of a disagreement on one issue, and that is you're saying people need to put their money into something tangible, okay? And then you mentioned antiques, et cetera.
I'm kind of a gold or silver too.
I'm kind of a precious metals bug myself because, for as you know, being involved with Swiss America for thousands and thousands of years, the currency of the last resort has been gold and, to a lesser extent, silver.
Well, only for the last 5,000 years or so. No, it's funny. In a week when we saw gold go through the $1,400 an ounce ceiling like a skyrocket headed up, people need to understand what the real message there is not that gold is going up. It's that the dollar is going down. As Pat Boone said in the foreword to our book, he can remember when you could buy gold for $35 an ounce.
Sure.
Well, now it takes more than 1,400 of those things to buy an ounce.
Yeah.
I mean, the dollar has lost, what, 99% of its value since the creation of the Federal Reserve Board, and it's about to lose the rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Americans, if they saw their income in inflation-adjusted dollars, say, relative to gold, your income hasn't gone up a penny for the last 30 years or so. You can buy spiffier things. You can buy iPods and so on.
Yeah.
But your actual real earning power has not increased.
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you think people should do to provide safety for themselves and their families? What do you recommend?
The safest thing you can do is what the Bible recommended, what the Founding Fathers specified, which is gold.
Yeah.
Gold, or in this case, silver as an alternative. But the power of gold is it's divisible, it's clean, its value is not really disputed. You can cut it into as large or small pieces as you want. It holds its value through good times and bad. And most importantly, the government, the politicians can't print it. Those dollars in your wallet are just promissory notes based on the promises of the same politicians you just voted out of office.
Mm-hmm.
Or would if you had real freedom to say no in an election.
Yeah.
You notice it's like insurance salesmen. They'll always say, do you want the red binding or the blue binding? They'll never give you a question you can answer with, no, I don't really want either one of them.
Sure.
But those are what our elections are like. The point is, antiques can be good or bad. Termites can eat them. Termites aren't going to eat gold.
No, termites are not going to eat gold. Sounds to me like we got about a minute left here, by the way. Sounds like you've been in this business a long time. You're pretty well-versed on this issue. I mean, you're preaching to the choir when you talk to me, and I think you're preaching to the choir when you talk to the majority of our listeners, but not all of our listeners.
Understand, yeah. I am in some ways a scribe. I was an editor at Reader's Digest for many years. I was simply honored to sit at the feet of Craig R. Smith of Swiss America and learn the incredible wisdom and, you know, put it into words that he has to share on this, and I know he's a tremendous respecter of yours, Al.
Oh, Craig's a good guy. He's been on the show a number of times, and I've got nothing but time for him. I've got nothing but time for his organization, Swiss America. I want to wrap this up by saying, Lowell Ponte, thank you, number one, very much, and number two, please make arrangements to get a banner for your book so we can put it on our site for a couple of weeks, and I know that our listeners will be very, very interested in what you're doing. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.